all these questions? I don't know. I think a lot of these come from another survey.
And do they give the examples there that you're giving?
Yeah, some of them they do. Some of them, you know, like a lot of the items that, you know, were already covered just come up, you know, like a natural, you know, conversation. But,
some of those examples, I don't know, sometimes that is
Well, it's different parts of the country. If you've never heard of them,
yeah, a lot of these aren't northern words or midwestern, probably. Okay. If someone ate something that didn't agree with him and it didn't stay down, you'd say that he had to.
I don't know. Throw up, I guess.
See, what about vomit? Would you use
vomit?
Is one a polite and one not a polite term or something like that?
Well, aren't either of them very very nice to listen to.
Can you remember any crude or funny terms that you'd use for like vomit?
Say he lost his temper, he lost his breakfast. That'd be the politest way to say it, I guess.
What are some synonyms for married?
Wed. I don't know anything else.
See, what about hitched? Would you use that?
Yes, that's a slang expression.
Would you? Have you ever heard
spliced?
Spliced? Really? Mm-hmm. Are these some like funny terms? Or?
Mm-hmm.
What about jump the broomstick? Have you ever heard that?
No.
If there was a lot of people that were causing trouble and the police came over, and you'd say that they arrested the...
mob? Troublemakers?
Could you say that?
The whole crowd?
Are all of these like, well, can you think of any of like, derogatory terms like mob or something? Okay. What would you call it, like a social function where young people would, you know, go out on the floor and they...
Okay,
did you ever call anything else? Like a fancy one?
Balls. I don't know what else.
What about if they were at your house? Did you ever call them anything?
Have a dance.
Did you ever call it a hop?
No, they have school hops. That's associated more with school.
You'd say that you go to school in order to get...
an education.
Okay, and would you call anything else?
No, I don't know what else it would be.
And, in school, each child has his own...
desk.
What's the, after kindergarten, you go into the...
first grade.
Okay, do you call anything else?
Well, it's primary school.
What would you call a place where you'd go to see a play?
Theater.